around the Caribbean. Air Jamaica having to use charter planes. Strike has hit Air Jamaica. It has been reported that the CIA is attempting to destabilize Jamaica. The International Monetary Fund is having a great deal of effect on the economy. But there's a growing communist support amongst the masses. Anti-apartheid group criticizes computer sale. An anti-apartheid group here has strongly denounced the sale to South Africa of computers by a British company with Caribbean interest. Guyana is strongly committed to African liberation. Wanted to buy 500 scorpions. Have you got a real live scorpion you want to sell? We haven't found any around here, but you ought to take note. The university here, one of the most beautiful universities in the world, wants to buy 500 of them for the St. Augustine campus in the University of West Indies, which also Guyana supports. The purpose for anti-venom research into the insect's poisonous sting. In a paid advertisement in the Trinidad Guardian and the People's Chronicle, the large chronicle that we've been praised twice this week for various activities here that has a circulation of some 700,000 in Guyana, the university said that the live scorpions were needed for the research at the Department of Medicine. Dr. Courtney Bartholomew, professor of medicine at St. Augustine, explained that behind the scorpion collection bid by his department were plans to conduct extensive research into the effects of the scorpion's venom on human beings. Our research aspects involve finding out how the scorpion venom acts on humans, how it affects the various tissues of the human body. In fact, we have reached very far in our research to date. Cana News Services of the Caribbean suggest that scorpion, the formula of the venom that comes from the scorpion, has effect on allaying cancer as well as other tissue attacking diseases. So if you're out in the woods, we don't have any snakes or scorpions in our community, but everyone here be posted to look for scorpions. They're not that dangerous. Pick them up, put them in a jar, because we could get some money that would help us with more orphans to adopt and the 200 to 300 people that we give free medical care to in our lovely clinic that has been called by our distinguished guest. You know the number that came from the House Select Services Assassination Committee investigation. High levels of government and the doctors that have been with us recently, they said it was the best they'd ever seen. This community was the best they'd ever seen in the world. And the medical services, the best by far they'd ever seen. So let us look for scorpions. It would be a means of raising funds so that we could adopt more children and give more medical care to more people on our mercy ship as it goes down the river. Moving on with the news of a local nature. We know some have been asking for news about it. Past is catching up with Hitler's men. It was not a criminal past, but it was one over which the man who had been Prime Minister of Baden-Württemberg for 12 years, who ranked number 2 in the powerful Christian Democratic Union and was a hot favorite for the presidency of the Federal Republic of Germany, that is the neo-fascist inheritor of the Third Reich in next year's election, would have preferred to draw a discreet veil. That, however, was not to be, said Guyana Broadcasting Studios. As you know, we have radio shows over all the broadcast networks here in Guyana. For Rolf Hochhuth, the playwright who loves to attack the high and mighty, alleged in a newspaper interview that during the Second World War, Dr. Filbinger had been overzealous in his duties as a Nazi naval judge and had been responsible for a number of death sentences in the closing days of the war. Dr. Filbinger could have pleaded that he only did his duty, and had he left it in that context, he might have got away with it, as other ex-Nazis have done. But he was foolish enough, first of all, to deny the charges, and then, when the archives produced irrefutable evidence, he made himself look even more foolish by pleading a faulty memory. In the end, said the Guyana Broadcasting Studios this morning, he had to go through remaining unrepentant as ever, and claiming that he had been the victim of a campaign of character assassination organized by leftist and socialist. The Sicuil was significant. The Christian Democrats of Baden-Württemberg retained Dr. Filburger as chairman of the party in the state, but they had to find a replacement for him as prime minister. Hans Filburger, once a likely candidate for the office of president of West Germany, has resigned as premier of Baden-Württemberg after accusations later proved correct that as a Nazi naval judge, he has been responsible for the numbers of death sentences in closing days of World War II. Another German is to face a court for alleged complicity in 32,000 wartime murders. German authorities. Venezuela. Gemini News reports on the men whose past is kept 40 years later. There seems to be a move to extradite and proven connected with Nazi activities. With news, local news. Traffic accidents have been reduced in the last 2 months. A new government campaign for safety driving has been reduced by half. In union leaders of 500,000 U.S. deferred threats of a potential strike in return for renewed pay talks this week had been scheduled by both unions after rejection by their members. The government obtained a court order to outlaw strike action, a phenomenon in the United States. Labor class has freedom and democracy, but officials said they would not guarantee a file members and a number of rank and file. Administration officials warned compromise on further talks that a strike would be a blow to the United States. Paralyze it. Heathrow Airport concerned about security 10 days ago on an El Al called for the Israeli airline airport. They're becoming about the hate that Israel is by its racist Zionist practice. They told reporters they wanted the company moved airport northeast of London. Charter operations. The Israelis were greatly put out by the English government to stand by the ruling. Shellfire has heightened, once considered the most beautiful, in southern Lebanon yesterday. Economic leaders voiced deep about a steady worsening of the country's economy. That's why it's felt that Washington, Carter's own secretary, John, establishing U.S. bases there. Clashes between and right-wing fascist, as well as artillery duels between and Israeli-backed right-wing have prompted threats between Lebanon, two powerful and Israel. Basapa, they refused to appoint a parliamentary charges of corruption against Prime Minister Desai's son, Kanti. He said the resolution passed by the upper house 2 weeks ago, calling on him to name a 15-member had lost its effect since the government had already heed its advice. Even though she is a friend and her son also political control, even of Congress in India, is being forced to a pro-Soviet government. President Antonio Ianes, Portugal, was sworn in yesterday. Policy of total austerity was speaking after more than crisis. He said there could be no among the politicians. Facing the new independent prime minister, Alfredo Nobre da Costa, were highlighted when the conservatives boycotted the swearing-in over remarks. remarks by the Premier General Eons yesterday, the new government will have total austerity, which will behind the clarity of its double efficiency and a new and real morality. News to you that don't have radios. Some of your radios don't ring it in as clear as others. According to the Guyana Chronicle, all Soviet citizens have equal rights to education. A whole page is covering that subject, so I will not bother to give you that. You'll be able to get it from the newspaper sources and reading sources of the library. But according to this commentary, the Soviet state pays great attention to the further development, improvement, and the spiritual and cultural life of all Soviet citizens, to the development of a humanistic way of life. Guyana Chronicle also credits the Soviet Union for putting out $35,000,000 in the last five-year plan for expenses covering education and social consumption for third world students, both at the Soviet institutions and in cultural centers and educational centers set up by the Soviet Union abroad. Spare shortages hits Jamaica. The Jamaican Prime Minister has charged USA with an embargo similar to that they tried on Cuba and Guyana, as they have a shortage of car parts that has led Jamaica's auto part dealers to call on government to remove its 10% ad valorem stamp duty applied to their goods and to reduce the consumption tax from 15 to 10%. Such a step would result in about 30% reduction in the cost of spare parts to the consumers, according to the Dealers Association. Mr. Rao, who also commented on recent charges that auto part dealers made up to 100% profit on parts because U.S. had stepped up charges to them, he said that the price of spare parts had been government controlled since the new socialist government had taken over, allowing the importer such a markup that was unfair to the public. Thus, they're calling for this reduction of taxes. There's been no response by the socialist government, and there has been no response to the appeal to the U.S. auto corporations to reduce their embargo, which is taking the form of just prices that are higher than charged to many other countries. We will see if there's any other thing in the news we listen here that you might be of interest in. We have a new Hollywood movie about King Henry VIII, and it's a very good movie that brings out some of the maneuvers he made to establish a whole religion after his name, and so forth. We have a beautiful article in the Guyana Chronicle, in the Black American publisher, and others who are praising it. It shows a picture, beautiful picture of oh, so many, I could name them all. Jack Barron and my son Johnny Sr., the brother of the Prime Minister's wife. Dr. Goodlitz right in the front, with his hand on his chin, just in amazement at some of the things he's seeing. The Dr. Goodlitz with hand on chin, looking with amazement over the People's Temple Project at Jonestown. Second from right is Reverend Jim Jones. Then a number of other distinguished officials that were here, as you know, who are going to get to the bottom of the conspiracy against this great project. It's a long, long article of praise, and we're appreciative of such articles. We've had two such articles in the leading newspapers of Guyana this week. Here, we have a free press, and a press that has given us nothing but praise, and we are grateful for the recognition of our work and what we have rendered the community. Volunteer sugar workers to be honored today. Those who saved the sugar industry, thousands of Guyanese workers from all walks of life who helped save the national economy by cutting cane, will receive honors today, national recognition, and a special banquet on their behalf. Cardinal Luciani, as you know, is elected the new Pope. Cardinal Albiano Luciani of Italy, Patriarch of Venice, was last night elected 263rd Pope and leader of the world's 700 million Catholics, although only 530 million are active because of the previous Pope Paul's position that women had no right to practice birth control. He will take the name John Paul the First. Cardinal Pericle Felici told a crowd of thousands waiting at St. Peter's Square. The choice took Vatican analysts by surprise. The names most mentioned as possible popes had been Cardinal Sebastiano Baggio and Paolo Bertoli. Historically, all popes are Italian. The new pope, who is 65, has had a reputation as a moderate figure. He also has appeared as a strong anti-communist who urged communists not to vote for the Euro-Communist Party, even though it's a moderate, non-aligned Soviet, not a pro-Soviet communist party. As Cardinal Luciani, he supported the reforms of the 1962-65 Vatican Ecumenical Council, but according to some Vatican analysts, appeared to have become much more conservative in recent years. There have been accusations of interference for the first time with the selection of the Pope. Bespectacled and gray-haired, he is the son of a socialist glass worker, wearing a papal white hat and a mauve gold-embroidered cassock. The new pope emerged on the balcony looking solemn and serious, but he smiled and waved happily as the crowd, now about 50,000 strong, burst into applause. The Swiss Guard with its band marched into the square in his honor, and the new pope introduced a prayer. Pope John Paul left the balcony with a beaming smile after blessing the crowd, turning at the last minute to give a final wave. It was one of the quickest conclaves ever. The election of his predecessor, Pope Paul, who died on August 6, took 2 days, and that of his predecessor, Pope John, lasted 3 days. Muslims of Guyana are calling for special meditations for world peace. The emissar, the Holy Quran, from Mecca, is due to visit the Muslim temples of this area, and he has expressed great concern over Israeli expansion in the Near East and the dangers of nuclear war. So they're calling for special prayers of concern for world peace, said the President General of the Guyana Muslim Faith, Nasir Khan. Speaking on of news, crackdown. To Radio Canada are eating dog food and cat food as a regular part of their diet due to the high cost of living. United States resumes aid to India. Though the United States is greatly concerned over India's turn towards the Soviet Union, they yesterday resumed direct aid to India after a 7-year break, signing agreement for 3 loans worth $60 million. The agreements cover 2 loans of $30 million for medium-sized irrigation projects in Gujarat, and $28 million for the import of anti-malaria insecticides, and a grant of $2 million for the application of science and technology to rural areas. We've not had to worry about malaria here. We don't have to worry about the viruses that beset USA. We have easy bacteria that can be treated. It's much better to live in a community where the problems of disease are caused by bacteria rather than viral infections. President Arthur Chung and Prime Minister Forbes Burnham today sent telegrams to the United Nations demanding immediate boycott of trade with the Union of South Africa. They also sent sympathy telegrams to the family of President Jomo Kenyatta of Kenya. President Chung, the Chinese president of our country, Guyana, said that President Kenyatta will always be remembered for his sterling contribution to the African independence struggle, a contribution which nobly inspired others engaged in struggles for liberation of oppressed people everywhere. Prime Minister Burnham, in his message to Acting President Daniel Arap Moi, referred to President Kenyatta as an outstanding son of Africa, a true world leader. Comrade Burnham added, he was a leader of world standing who consistently supported the cause of freedom, justice, and equality. A socialist and non-aligned member who had been more dependent economically on Britain than the new government says it will be, he was always respected for the fact that he was fair and impartial on any issue, and that is fairly good analysis, I would say. Agreement with the International Monetary Fund. This agreement has paved the way for the Cooperative Republic of Guyana to proceed with the development program of the People's National Congress, our ruling party. The agreement provides the nation with two Stanley loans totaling $48 million. There will be no deflation of the value of the dollar of Guyana guaranteed by the Guyanese government for 1 year. To those Guyanese who are genuinely interested in the development of this country, the agreement means very much. IMF finally bowed to demands of the government that there would be no interference with their own economic affairs. The government's case was ably presented by Finance Minister Frank Hope and Economic Development Minister Desmond Hoyt. Opposition leader Dr. Chetty Jagan and fellow PPP Assemblyman Narmada Prasad, in opposing the arrangement, said nothing new in Parliament. Their opposition to any assistance from what they call Western imperialism is well known. It is still difficult to understand why these PPP Assemblymen neither criticize nor condemn their own friends for receiving billions of dollars from the Western imperialists. To put it mildly, their policy is baffling, perhaps selfish and disappointing. The PNC, our party, the party that rules this country, People's National Congress, though we don't vote as U.S. citizens, we're not involved with politics, but our Prime Minister is Forbes Burnham. He said that he had matter of documentation that the PPP had received billions of dollars in an attempt to destabilize the socialist PNC government from USA multinationals. Well, that's an interesting charge. Finance Minister Frank Hope's explanation of government's policy insofar as the administration's standby arrangement with the IMF is concerned has convinced and satisfied all those who are interested in Guyana's economic independence. Minister Hope explained how the advantage of the agreement could not be measured only in terms of how much money the IMF will be able to assist Guyana with. The advantage must be measured by the fact that countries and institutions which have funds available for lending for development purposes will be able to rely on their own resources by this agreement and not have to become victims of IMF decisions about their internal affairs. Many countries and institutions with available lending funds, do not have the facilities to examine the state of the economy of countries seeking financial assistance in one form or another. One point is clear. Most Guyanese are convinced that there must be no turn back as government proceeds along the road to socialist development and progress. Thus ends the reading and commentary of the news. We wish you a good day. We also would like to say one last bit of news I'm just hearing. This is the longest news I've given ever. Guyana is producing an anti-cancer drug at the Cartabou Ecological Research Station. By now we have established that since the founding of the Cartabou Ecological Research Station, a lot has been accomplished by founder Dr. William Beebs. But before stating other facets of research conducted by members of the research center and what plans Dr. Margaret Collins has, it would be interesting to note that a chemical secretion from one species of termites which inhabits Guyana's hinterland has what has been initially detected as definite anti-cancer drug. We want to get to that. That would be beneficial to some that may develop cancer in our community. We caught them, fortunately, when medical expert opinion USA said they had none. We caught some 30, but we should contact this Cartabou Ecological Research Station immediately. This, according to Howard Professor, University Professor of Zoology, Dr. Margaret Collins, was recognized because of its odor, and she pointed out that the species from which the solution is extracted is indigenous only to Guyana. She further explained that the termites use the chemical in warfare exercises, and at least one of the compounds that acts as a cell poison for cancerous growth is present and has proved very workable and effective. Our medical team here in Jonestown should contact Dr. Margaret Collins, a student of Dr. Alfred Emerson. The founder there of that institute was Dr. William Beebe. But I believe Dr. Alfred Emerson, who was attached to Cornell University and wrote The Life History of the Carta Blue Termites, was inspired by the scientists to pick up where the others left off. A lot more has been done by other scientists, Guyanese, that is, stemming from activities at Carta Blue Point. It was Dr. Emerson who discovered some 70 species of wood ants, and just within a half mile of the station. Of those 50 species, 50 of the 70 species were new to science. A most remarkable series of 100 kinds of guest insects were also collected, some modified to an astounding extent and very useful in various medical treatments. The castes of soldiers, workers, kings and queens, the nest, fungus disease and parasites, wing development, and general habits of many of these species have been reported and recorded in notes, drawings, and photographs. The interest is primarily scientific, yet investigation such as this will ultimately prove to be of considerable economic help to Guyana. We shall look into that. Thank you. Have a very good day, and I do love you very, very much.